This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, I'm Ken Morrison, and on today's Community Corner, it's my pleasure to be talking to Angus Sims, who is co-founder of a company called The Wonky Box. Angus, welcome to Radio Hawke's Bay.
Thanks for having me on, Ken.
Now, Wonky Box, what a great name for a company. Where did the idea come from, and why did you call it Wonky Box?
It is a slightly unusual name. It certainly stands out. The idea sort of stemmed from a mix of experiences, really. Predominantly, a lot of which happened about 2 years ago. Me and my partner were working some seasonal jobs down in the South Island. We'd quit our jobs mid-COVID over in London, where we'd been based for upwards of about 10 years. And we came back to New Zealand, which is where I'm originally from. Kind of did the whole cliche thing, bought ourselves a camper van. Yeah. Put it out the camper van, went traveling, and of course at some point we ran out of money in the South Island, and just decided to pick up some seasonal jobs in and around Nelson over the summer of 2021. It was there where we kind of were experiencing firsthand, if you like, some of the struggles that the local growers were having to move some of their product just simply due to, you know, cosmetic reasons that yes. were kind of beyond their control. So, you know, weather that caused certain defects on certain fruits, sort of hail damage, things like that, which really didn't make at all, if any, difference to the actual value of the produce in terms of the taste, in terms of, you know, the nutritional value that you'd be getting from those specific bits of fruit was exactly the same, just purely cosmetic driven. So we did... You know, we came back to Wellington, kind of stripped our van and used that to at the time go and sort of door knock or gate knock, however you want to put it, on local growers up in the Horopanua, and that's where it all sort of started. We started collecting produce soon after their weekend market visits. Any produce that they weren't able to sell at the markets, we'd pick up, box up, and then go and deliver to households, mainly family and friends at the time, but that's where it started.
It sounds so easy. I can't imagine it was, though. So from that little germ of an idea, how easy was it actually to get up and running?
Yeah, it was a tricky start. We started out by simply packing boxes in one of my best mates' backyards at the time, where we just so happened to be flatting as well. So logistically, it was tough. It was very difficult. We were picking produce up from growers directly, coming back, boxing them, and then going delivering them within sort of a 24-hour period. So we were pretty exhausted in those first few weeks, even months, until we sort of understood logistically how we could scale it, if you like. But it was tricky, and also getting growers over the line initially was a lot tougher. You know, it's not, no grower is going to go out their way to sort of disclose what kind of waste they have on their farm if they do have waste, and it was a tricky pitch at the beginning. But I think now that we've got growers north and south across the whole country that we're supporting, I think it's definitely picked up for the idea of working with us and the benefits that can come from it.
When did you have that eureka moment when you thought, hey, why are we just knocking on people's doors? Why don't we do it nationwide?
To be honest, it was we were getting a calling from people up and down the country. I mean, it was very much just at the time focused on sort of servicing Wellington, you know, which is where I originally am from. And you know, we built up a very good base of customers and suppliers in that local area. But soon after that, we were, you know, getting approached by not only households a little further wide, but also growers further afield. So it kind of then stemmed that we could maybe, if logistically it all worked out, we could expand this. And yeah, soon after that, we opened up a new distribution center in Auckland so we could service the upper North Island customers. And then our Wellington distribution center essentially services our lower North Island customers. So there was a lot of logistical planning involved, and that's how we kind of made it work, yeah.
I read some staggering statistics on your website, and the one that sort of struck me the most was a third of all produced food is wasted globally each year. And in New Zealand alone, we throw away 122,547 tons of food every year. That's a lot of food, isn't it?
It is. It is indeed. And you know, that latest stat there, that's basically the estimates that come from the household data, whereas, you know, what we're actually wasting on the farm is phenomenal, really. You know, and arguably that third is a little more these days, especially in a post-COVID world where, you know, export channels, export markets have sort of, you know, come down a little bit, and growers aren't sending so much produce overseas, and they're trying their best to then sell it domestically, and they're not necessarily set up to. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of product out there that growers are struggling to move, or, you know, and that's a growing trend, unfortunately.
It must be a good bonus, though, for producers or growers. Someone like you comes along, and all of a sudden they've got an extra income stream. That's got to be good for everyone, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. No. Absolutely. And look, I mean, in New Zealand, we've got it's an interesting industry with our producers. The growers in New Zealand are what we in the industry consider price takers, not price makers. So, you know, you've got very, very limited number of buyers, essentially, you know, in retailers that purchase produce in New Zealand. So if you are selling to the supermarkets, you tend to be selling to an intermediary first, and essentially growers don't necessarily know the return that they're going to get on their produce until they've actually shipped it out the door. Whereas with us, we've come along to not only take produce off their hands that they wouldn't be typically, well, that they wouldn't typically have a market for, but we can also agree sort of, you know, pricing up front with them. So it has worked out very well for them.
Yeah. Now, if I was a producer listening to this program right now, I thought, hey, how come I'm not involved? How would I get involved?
Yeah, no, that's, you know, that's highly encouraged. What we would do is we'd say jump onto our website, which is www.wonkybox.nz. We have an online form. Essentially, just send. It's very basic. You just write a note on what it is you're keen to sort of send our way, and we'll get in touch right away. If it's easier for you, jump onto any one of our social media sites as well. So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and just drop us a message if you have any produce that you'd like to sell us.
Yeah. Now, as a consumer, of course, this is what we're looking at, what we're talking about, getting your product out to a consumer. How do consumers get hold of you and say, "Hey, give me a box of that"?
Yeah, so consumers would go to our website too. So again, www.wonkybox.nz. They would scour our site. They would choose which box would they prefer to take. So we've got a fruit and vegetable offering. We've also got a vegetable-only offering. They can choose how frequently they would like that box. You know, it's super flexible too. So if you're away 1 week, you can also skip. There are no obligations. And if it doesn't work for you, then, you know, you can cancel too. So, yeah, it's all driven online, essentially.
Now, one of our team here at Radio Hawke's Bay currently is getting your boxes, and she was just saying what marvellous value it is for money. And I was shopping with my wife on the weekend. I was staggered at the cost of veggies. So as a price comparison, if you could put it down as a percent, how much would we be saving by buying direct from someone like yourself, for instance?
Yeah, so, like, removing a lot of the supply chain and going direct to our growers, we feel that we can, you know, essentially, as a result, pass that on to our consumers, our customers, at a discount. So you'll probably, over time, on average, save between sort of 10 to 15% on your average produce purchasing from maybe one of your local retailers. Mm-hmm. That 10 to 15% does fluctuate, of course, because, you know, we are selling a commodity, and prices in the supermarkets change from one day to the next. But that's including, obviously, the convenience of having that box delivered to you too.
Absolutely. And when I order a box, how soon before I get it?
So you order a box, there is a cutoff date. So what you would do is you go to our website, you plug in your postcode to see which day essentially our boxes are delivered to your area. And then there's a cutoff day of about 4 days prior that you need to order. So if your box is going to be delivered on a Thursday, for example, you would need to order via the Sunday. If it's going to be delivered on a Friday, you would need to order on that Monday at the latest.
Is there a fixed range of boxes, Angus? I mean, can I say, look, I hate silver beet, so don't put any silver beet in my box. Does it work that way? Can I be selective, or do you get what you get?
It's a get what you're given
yep.
Model. So, you know, at the end of the day, it becomes a little challenging for us to offer a more customizable box, especially given what we're doing. So, you know, each week we go to our various growers that we're working with, and we piece together a box based on what's available from one week to the next. So, you know, for example, you might have a flush of broccoli coming on due to you know, great weather conditions
yeah.
over the next 2 weeks. Those boxes will get broccoli, but you know, if then it cools off or something else happens in that time and we can't put broccoli in the box, then we'll find, you know, a substitute or something else. So that it's not essentially a customizable box,
mm-hmm.
but you're guaranteed to get a minimum of 10 varieties of produce in each box.
That's marvellous. Now, you've been doing this since 2018, and I just wonder, when you reflect on that time, Angus, and you put your feet up at night and you've got that glass of orange juice, what do you think that makes you feel good about what you've done?
I suppose, you know, it's great. Like, just last week, we were actually in the Hawke's Bay, myself and my partner, visiting some of our growers. And, you know, finally, we've been able to get back out there amidst all the growth that we've been tackling to actually see our suppliers. And what gives us comfort is just getting out there, catching up with them in the fields, hearing about the benefits of how we're helping them, essentially being able to reduce that waste that they would have so much of, and obviously make it work for them in terms of providing an additional income. We're literally hearing that now from these guys, and it's so great to see as well, especially during times where it is so tough for our producers. You know, the costs of production for produce has jumped and skyrocketed in the last couple of years, so it's nice to know that we're sort of filling a gap for many growers in New Zealand.
Good on you, Angus. Thanks for talking with me on this Community Corner. Just remind our listeners before you get back to work, if we want to get hold of a Wonky Box, how do we do that?
Jump online, head to wonkybox.nz, choose which box is your preference, and essentially you'll be updated as to when that will arrive. You know, we'll throw in some recipe ideas should you get stuck for any inspiration on the produce. So, yeah, and then follow us on our socials. You know, you'll be able to see all the rescue stories that we're doing from week to week, including a 15-ton haul from the Hawke's Bay of kiwi fruit that we managed to pick up in the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, jump on our socials, jump online. That's where you'll find a box.
Good on you, Angus. My pleasure to talk with you. Wish you well for the future and look forward to talking to you again sometime in the very near future.
Absolutely. No, thanks for having me, Ken. Cheers.